Okay. Today's daf Mem Tes, from Mem Ches Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So before we do the Mishnah, we'll do the Mishnah. Okay. Shor Shari Mischav L'Chaveiro. If a shor has intentions to hit his friend. Now, since it's Parshas Mishpatim, we could point out the following pasuk. The pasuk in Mishpatim, Perak Chav Aleph, pasuk Lamed Hei says, Chiyigov Shor Is Ish Es Shor Re'ehu V'meis. If a shor will damage shor re'ehu. How do you translate shor re'ehu? If a shor will damage shor re'ehu. How do you translate that? The shor of his friend. That's not how the Ebenezer translates it. The Ebenezer translates it as his shor, the shor's friend. Well, he doesn't translate it like that. He quotes, listen to this. This is Ebenezer on that pasuk. Amar ben Zuta. Ki re'ehu, the friend, Tor l'shor, goes on the ox. But the shor gores his friend. V'lo ki shor yishtamachu. Then it says here, who shor yehu? Then the Ebenezer adds, the aim l'shor reya, rak ben zuta levado. The only friends that the shor has is ben zuta, who came up with a plot like this. That's what the Ebenezer says. So however, the only reason I point that out is because our Mishnah says the exact same thing. Shor shayim is chayim l'chavero. A shor wanted to damage his friend. It means another ox. So the Meiri, believe it or not, the Meiri has the Pesach. The Meiri says, well, you can't compare the Lashon of the Mishnah to the Lashon of the Pasuk. You can't compare the two. The Mishnah would say such a thing. The Pasuk would never say such a thing. So, Ebenezer criticized Ben Zuta? The Ebenezer criticizes, makes a humorous statement about Ben Zuta because he interprets the Pasuk in a way that nobody would ever interpret it. But the Mishnah goes ahead and says the exact same thing. So I thought that was interesting to point out. That is the only light-headed vart of this daf that I can guarantee, because this is not an easy daf. And here we go. Shor shahayim mischavein lechaveiro. If a shor intended to hurt its own another shor, v'hika es ha'isha, but not intentionally, a woman gets hit, v'yatzu yiladeha, and she miscarries, pater midmei v'lados. The owner of that ox does not have to pay d'mei v'lados. We already learned this. Why? Because you bal hashar naki, the word naki excluded vlados. Okay?
I think we can exactly
figure this out. One second. We're gonna. The whole daf is about that. What do you mean? What do you mean? What's your question?
Yeah.
What?
How do you
figure? Oh no! The animal was running toward it, toward an animal. This woman, what happened to her? Walk right past. She walked right into the middle. And he hit, bumped into her. Right. That's how you would know. I guess you have to have an agent that saw what happened. Right. I thought you were asking how do we evaluate how much it's worth.
No.
Okay. The Adam, same thing. The Adam shahayim mischaven lechaveiro. If a man was intended to hit his friend, v'hika es ha'isha, and he hits a woman, v'yatzu yilodeha, and she miscarries, mishalad d'mei v'lados. He does pay v'lados. He does. Ketad mishalad d'mei v'lados. How do you pay that? So we're going to have a machlokas. It's a fundamental machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel. How do you pay vlados? Shaman es ha'isha, you evaluate the woman. Kama hi yafa ad shelo yalda. How much she was worth before she had the baby. The kama hi shava mishi yalda. And how much she's worth after she has the baby. The Tanakhama holds that after, when a woman is pregnant, she's worth more. She's worth more for two reasons. First of all, she's going to have a baby. That's already worth something. Second of all, she herself, this is a little bit of a leap of faith. The Gemara assumes that she's worth more herself because she's stronger, she's bigger, she has more koach in her to do work.
As a pregnant woman.
Yes, that's what the Gemara assumes. It's going to come up. The whole daf assumes that. Shemuel argues. But that's what Tanakhama holds. Two reasons why she's better. First of all, she has a baby inside. That's always worth money. Second of all, she herself is stronger. She's stronger. There's more to her, and therefore she's stronger. Her goof is better. What about the fact that she's pregnant and she's not as strong? The Gemara doesn't assume that. Amar Rav Shira Ben Gamliel. Rav Shira Ben Gamliel says just the opposite. Im kein, if what you're saying is true, misha ha'isha yoledes mishubachas. No, after she has the baby, she's worth more. He assumes that when she's pregnant, there's a danger she'll die in childbirth. So therefore, she's worth less. So much more of a risk. She's stronger, that's true, but she's worth less because she's more of a risk.
Well,
Okay, so that, yeah, but there's a chance that the baby may die. She'll die. Complications. So therefore, we're going to see he's going to make a distinction between a woman that never had a baby, that which is in a bigger risk, and a woman that had a baby. I read that once she had a baby already, she's not in such a risk. She already had a baby. So therefore, he holds just the opposite. Can't evaluate how much she's worth before and after because she's worth less now. Ella, therefore, shaman esafalados, you evaluate the baby itself. Kamahein yafos, kamahein yafin, how much they are worth, v'nosein labal, and that's what you have to pay. V'im ein labal, if there is no baal, what if she doesn't have a husband? Right? Then, nosein liyor shav. Money for the vlados has nothing to do with her. It only goes to him. You know, she doesn't get it. Because she doesn't. She doesn't get it. It's not hers. Nezek, tsar, that's hers. Dmei vlados only goes to her husband. What if the husband's not alive? He died already. Right?
She's,
what? Well, we're going to get to that. If she doesn't have a husband, no. If she's divorced, it still goes to the husband. Doesn't make a difference. We're talking about the vlad. The payment for the vlad.
Just the vlad itself.
Just the payment for the vlad itself. It goes to the husband. Why? It's a gzeres hakasav. We had that already. It's a gzeres hakasav. What if there is no husband? He died. No, it's only yarshav. It goes to his yarshim. His relatives. Haisa shivcha v'nishtachara. If she was a shivcha who became free, and she's also married to an eved who became free. In other words, there are no relatives, because they're both like Gershon and Zgaya, Kekan Shad Oldami, O Gioris, or she's a Gioris, Potter. He doesn't have to give anything. Why? Because there's no one to give it to. So he can keep it in his own pocket. Okay.
Must he have children with this?
No, because it goes to his children.
Yes, he had children.
So then there's no Chiddush in saying that. So we're talking about there is no children. Okay? There's children, what's the Chiddush? We just said it goes to the children. So she's like, there's a couple that got married, Gerim, the husband died, there's no one to give it to. She doesn't have any relatives. What happens? He keeps it in his own pocket. Now, Taima, the whole reason this mission is true is the mischavin lechavero, because the shah was intending to attack another ox. Ha mischavin leisha, but if he would be intending to damage a woman, he's making a beeline for a woman, there's nobody else around, only a woman standing there, and he's charging to attack, and she's pregnant, and she miscarries, then mishalim dmei vlados. Mashma, doesn't say that in the Mishnah, it's a mashta diuk, he would pay kofar for the vlados. He would. So the Gemara says, but we already learned otherwise. Lema tehevet tiyufta the Rav Ada Bar Ava. Let's say that's a pircha on Rav Ada Bar Ava. Dam Rav Ada Bar Ava. It's not really Rav Ada Bar Ava. It's Rav Yosef. It's a Tanoim. He was a question why they mentioned him. He still was interpreting Tanoim. That they said, anyway, they said, Shvarim sheneskavnu leisha. Even if the ox is attempting to attack a woman, doesn't make a difference. Intent is irrelevant. Well, not, even if they're intending to attack a woman, Petur mitbein vlados. You part from vlados. There is no vlados. Why not? Bala sharnaki. You don't pay vlados if an ox makes a woman miscarry. So why does the Mishnah have to single out intent? So the Gemara says, you're right. In a chanami. Doesn't make a difference about intent. Amalach revad debarava. Hu adin, tafil neskavnu leisha. Even if there was intent to gore a woman, nami petur mitbein vlados. There would also be petur from dmei vlados. So then why does it mention only attacking another friend? V'had diktani shar shahayim mitzchayvin lechaveiro. Why does it say, the reason why it says that a shar was attacking another shar, it's an irrelevant statement. It doesn't make a difference who the shar is attacking. Because, for parallel purposes of the seifa, I did the kabay lemisni seifa, because in the seifa we wanted to say, Adam shahayim mitzchayvin lechaveiro, that the Adam was intended to attack his friend. Why do we want to say that? That's the pasuk in the Torah. Two men are fighting, right? And the woman miscarries. So since in the Sefer we wanted to specifically highlight the case of a man attacking his friend, and somehow he ends up hitting a woman, Reishanami, Shar Shayim Eschavim Lechavero. So for parallel purposes in the Reisha, we say the same thing. He was intending to attack his friend. Okay? And in Echanami, it's irrelevant. Okay, next. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Shar Shalach Es HaShivcha. If a shar was damaging a shivcha, if a shar damaged a shivcha, so we in the Mishnah we said that she's already a free woman. Now we think she's not a free woman. What is she? She's a shivcha. She's an Eved Kenani. She's a shivcha Kenanis. V'yatzu yelodeha. And what happened? A woman miscarried. And she miscarried. She was attacked and she miscarried. Then you know what? Mishalim d'mei vlados. Then you do pay vlados. Why? Why do you pay vlados? Because Mishom, my timer, why? Chamarta ma'abarta ba'alma hu da'azik. It's no different than attacking a pregnant donkey. In other words, she's property. She's property. So what's the difference if it's a donkey or if it's a shivcha? What's the difference? They want to tell me that's such an impolitically correct statement to say, right? It's a teferish pasuk. Damar kwa, the pasuk says, Shvu lachem po im hachamor. Am hadom lachamor. When Avram Avinu told Eliezer and Yishmael, you stay here with the donkey, it's the nation that's compared to the donkey. There's a lot to talk about that statement, because first of all, Yishmael was there also. Yishmael was there also. We don't include him in this. Second of all, how do you get that drasha? Shvu lachem po im hachamor. So we change im to am. How do we do that? The am that's doma to a chamor. What kind of drasha is that? We get this comes up 10 times in right? What kind of drasha is that? Oh, so they have. It could have said. It didn't say es hachamor. It said im. Im is also am. All these ways to get from what it could have said and what it did say, right? So it's kedai always to mention over the part from the Tver Shlomo. Tver Shlomo asked, right now we need to know this halacha. Right in the middle of the Akedat Yitzchak, at the highlight of the Akedat Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu says, Shvu lachem po machamar. I need to know that I'm dom lach, right here, of all places, and this is where I need to know it. Of all places, right here. So the answer is, Tver Shlomo says, because maybe Avraham's thinking to himself, listen, and Hashem told me that it's going to be Yitzchak, right? But now he's telling me to go Shechter. So maybe it's going to be back. Maybe it will be Eliezer. Maybe it will be Ishmael. Maybe it will. He told me once Yitzchak, now he's telling me he's changing his mind. So maybe he'll change his mind on the others too. So Hashem says, no, there's no out here, Avram. There's no out here. Shvu lachem po machamor. They're just like the chamor. It's not going to be from them. Don't find yourself a way to make this Nisayon easier for you. No. No other, it's no other child. It's only Yitzchak, and I'm asking you to bring him for a carbon. So that's exactly why it's Bedavki here, to highlight, it wasn't really giving any Avram any room. Okay. That's a great part to say over. Yeah.
And he paid for a loss of vlados
to a shivcha, but not to
emancipated.
Right.
Why?
It's a gzeres hakasuf. Gzeres hakasuf. It says Baal Asher Naki, we learn out Naki from vlados. Why? We can't ask kashas and drushas. And the reason why you're paying for a shivcha is because it's considered a property. It's not worse. It's not better. It's far worse. She's property, so she's like no different than the animals. The animals in the barn, you damage, you have to pay. So her, you have to pay too. The Kal V'Chomer, what about a free woman? There's a kasuf says you don't have to. Okay. Ketzad Mishalim Dmei Vlados. How do you pay Dmei Vlados? Dmei Vlados. You pay for the value of Vlados. Shvach Vlados Miboyle. What about the Shvach Vlados? Says Rashi. Shvach Vlados. What is that? Shehein Mashbichin Es Ha'isha. They make the woman better. Why? She has more. There's more to her, right? She's bigger now. She's stronger. The Gemara assumes she's stronger now. She's pregnant. So what do you mean? You're only paying for the vlados? What about her herself? She was stronger. Now you hit her and she miscarried. Now she's weaker. So besides the fact that you have to pay for vlados, you should have to pay for her loss. So Gemara says, you're right. Hachanami, you're right. Hachanami come out. You're right. Change the mission to say, Kate said, Mashal and Dmei vlados. Vishvach vlados. How do you evaluate both? The answer is the same thing. Shaman is the Isha. Take a woman. Kamehi yafa ad shelo yalda. Fakamehi yafa mishi yalda. How much was she worth before? How much was she worth now? Very simple. You're right. We include both. Now, if we're including both, what does Moshir Ben Gamliel mean? I'm Moshir Ben Gamliel. Imkein Isha les mishubachas. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, Moshir Ben Gamliel says, then if that's true, then she's worth... Once she gives birth, she's worth more. What does that mean? What does that mean? Once she gives birth, as I said already, because he holds, she's in a sakana, so there's more of a risk. My kamar, amar rabba, hachi kamar. Here's what he meant to say. V'chi isha mishbachas kodem shetelet, yotzim mishalacha shetelet. A woman is worth more before she gives birth than after she gives birth? Not true. Follow Isha Mishpachas La'achar Shateleid. A woman is worth more after she gives birth. Yoser Mikodum Shateleid. More than before she gives birth. She's worth more afterwards. So you can't evaluate her by saying, what's the difference between the value before and after? Because she's worth more after. Right? That's the backward world. Right? It can't be pshat. Ella, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shamanet Havalados. You evaluate the baby themselves. V'nosnin labal, and you give it to the husband. Tanya nami hachi, we also learn like that. V'chi isha mishpachas kodem shateled yotzim l'acha shateled. What, a woman's worth more before than after? Not true. Follow isha mishpachas l'acha shateled. She's worth more after. Yotzim kodem shateled. She's worth more after than before. Ella, shamanes havlados. You evaluate the vlados. V'nosnin labal. You give that money to the husband. Why is she worth more after than before? Because before she has a baby, there's a sakana that she'll die in childbirth. Once she has the baby, that sakana goes away, she's worth more. That's Rava explaining Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Hachi Ketani, here's the pshat. V'chi isha l'mi sheyoledes mishabachas v'ein la'atzma v'shevach vlados klum? What? When she's pregnant, she has no benefit to herself? You asked me before. Says Rava, why is it that the money only goes to the husband? I understand that the vlados go to the husband. That's a pasuk. Can't argue on a pasuk. But what about the shvach of her body? Why should that go to the husband? Why should that go to the husband? Why is he entitled to that? That should go to who? To her. She got stronger now. She's pregnant. She could be worth more in the marketplace. She's a better eved now. She would be. I'm saying she's a regular person, but if she'd be sold as a slave, she'd be worth more now. Why? Because she's pregnant. Now that she miscarried, there's a decrease. Why should the husband get that decrease? The vlados, I can't argue on a pasuk. The pasuk says the husband gets it. Why should he get that? Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he doesn't get that. They split it. It's a split. He gets half and she gets half. Why does the whole thing go to her? I'm not sure. So Ella, Shamanes Havlados Vinostin Labal. That goes to the husband. The Vlados go to the husband. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's a pasuk. Can I go to pasuk? But Veshevach Vlados, the increase in her value, as her body went up in price, went up in value. Why? Because there's more of her. She's considered stronger and a better worker. That Chalkin. That you split. Okay? What? Right. So what's the value of a she was 3 months pregnant. She's worth X. After she has a baby, she'll be worth whatever. Now you miscarried. You caused her to miscarry. So there were 6 months where she would be worth more. Then they have to pay that. Half that goes to her, half that goes to him. And Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learned in a Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, V'chi isha l'mi sheyoledes mishbachas. What? When a woman is pregnant, she's worth more. V'ein la'atzma b'shvach v'lodos. Klum. And she gets nothing for that? She gets nothing for herself being worth more? Ella. Shamin nezek b'fnei atzmo. Nezek is a separate thing. Kitzar b'fnei atzmo. That's a separate thing. Shamin ez ha'vlados nosun l'bal. The vlados, that goes to the husband. Right? That's what I said to you before. Nezek goes to her. Tzar goes to her. She was hurt. He wasn't hurt, the husband. She was hurt. Nezek and Tara go to her, 100%. Vlados goes to the husband. Why? Pasuk says. Now, Shvach Vlados, Chalkin. Shvach Vlados is Chalkin. So the Gemara says, if Rav is right, if that's how you learn Pshat, then Kash is the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is internally inconsistent. Why? That's not what our Mishnah said. Right? I'm sorry. Rabba's Brisa said, there's two Brisas here. Rabba brought a Brisa in support of his Pshat, and Rava brought a Brisa in support of his Pshat. Rabba's Vork said what? That she's worth more after she has a baby. Rava's Brisa said, it's not true. She's worth more before she has a baby. And what happens? He split it. So it's inconsistent. There's a Kasha and a Shirming Amlil, right? Forget the Mishnah. They're interpreting the Mishnah using Brisa. Rava had a Brisa in his pocket. Rava had a Brisa in his pocket. Rava's Brisa said she's worth more after she has a baby. Rava's Brisa said she's worth more before. The difference is, he gets half. He gets half. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. Right? So there's a stira. So Gemara says lo kasha, it's not a stira. Kan b'miva keres, kan b'she'en miva keres. The question is it a first child or not? So in the first brisa brought by Rabbah, we're talking about a woman that was her first baby. Her first baby, she's worth more afterwards. Why? Who knows what's going to happen when she has the baby? Especially in those days. Very, very, she mamish hanging on life and death. Hanging in the balance. That's how it was. Especially the first time she had a baby. Right? So then, she's worth more afterwards. Why? She never had a baby before. It's a huge sakana, a huge risk. She's worth much more afterwards. But, Khan, Rava, who is second bride, no! She should have never cared. It's not her first baby. She already had five kids. So what? What's such a sakana? It's always a sakana. It's always a sakana. It's a shah sakana. No shah about that. But to make this whole thing that she's worth more afterwards, that far we're not going to go. That's why we're not going to go. Therefore, Rava says, his bride says, after she had a bunch of kids already. Now what? She's worth more before. It's much more mistaber to say she's worth more when she's pregnant. Putting aside the reason that she's bigger. Forget that reason. She's going to have another child. That's right. That's generations of potential. So that's much more mistaber. Right? Much more mistaber to say that. So therefore, but, she herself is worth something. Why? Because she's bigger. Says Rava, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you split. Okay? Okay. Now, the Rabbanan. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma, the Amri who says, Shevach Vlados Nami Labal, that the increase in the body of the woman also goes to the husband. Why is that true? Why should that be? Why should that go to the husband? Nezek and Tzad don't go to the husband. Nobody said that. So why should that go to the husband? So then says the Gemara, my Taima. Why? Why does that go to the husband? Why does he deserve that? So the Gemara says, we're learning out of a Pasuk, Kiditnan, Mimashma Shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, V'yatsu Yiladeha, right? The Pasuk says, V'chiyinatsu Anashim, two men are fighting, V'nagfu Ishahara, they push a pregnant woman, V'yatsu Yiladeha, and she miscarries, V'lo Yiye Oson, and she doesn't die, right? The Pasuk says she does not die, she's still alive, Ano shiyanesh. You have to pay. Kasher yashis alav bal ha'isha. Just like the you have to pay the husband. V'isha v'nasa b'flil. Go to bed and figure out how much to pay. Fine. So says the Tanna Kamma. V'yatz eni yadesha hu hara. Don't I know she's pregnant? It's impossible to miscarry if you're not already pregnant. You have to be pregnant first. That's the first step. First step is you're pregnant. Then there's a miscarriage. Matam adlamar hara. Why does the person have to go out of her to say she was pregnant? By the fact that she miscarried, of course she was pregnant. It's obvious. Lo malach to tell you, shvach harayon labal. The shvach of the increase in pregnancy goes to the husband, right? Just like the vlodos goes to the husband, it goes hand in hand. It's in the same pasuk and it's an extra word. For Rav Shimon Gamliel, hai hara my darish bay. What does that word teach you? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he must concede that word is extra. He must concede it. So, Mibayalei, look at the Tanya. He needs it for the following vart. Rabbi ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, La'olam eino chayiv ad sheyikne kineged beis haharayon. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if you hit her in her stomach, basically. In her bay, in the area of her body where she is pregnant. Amar Papa, not exactly. Lo tema, don't say kineged beis haramamish, but only in the stomach? Ella, kol hecha de salik be shiachma levlad. No, anywhere where it's going to affect the baby. Lafuka yad v'regel velo. What, if you hit her in her pinky and she miscarries, that's your fault? No. That's not your fault. That was supposed to cause between the pinky and the miscarriage. So then you wouldn't be chayef for the vlados. You wouldn't be chayef for anything. Yeah, you're not chayef because you hurt her pinky. So whatever that is, you have to pay. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. I'm only going to be chayef. Maybe that was pasha, maybe not. I'm only going to be chayav if I hit her in a makom that is reasonable. Doctor can say, yes, that was the cause of a miscarriage. Right? Anywhere, in her stomach for sure. You hit her mamish in the womb, right? Anywhere where there could be cause. In her pinky, in her toe. It's hard to say that. Hard to say that. You hit her in her toe and that caused a miscarriage. That's why the pasuk says. Hara. It's the base hara. The miscarriage was caused by a place where it was normal for miscarriage to be caused. Okay? We didn't even get to the hard part of the daf yet. Next. Ha'isa shivcha v'neshtachra o gyores pater. If she was, here it is. If she was if she was a giores or a freed servant, then you don't pay anybody. Why not? Because she has no relatives and her husband died. Says Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Lo Shanu, that's only true, El Shechavel Ba B'chai Hager Umeis Hager. Only true if she was happily married to a ger, then she got hit, then the ger died. Why? Kivan Dechavel Ba B'chai Hager, since he hit her, the ger husband, was still alive, Zacha B'hu Ger, the ger was Zacha to it. The ger was Zacha to it. The Kivan Demeis Hager, now the ger died, Zacha b'hu ben ager. He zocha it from the ger. It belongs to the ger. It's in his pocket. Who owns it? The ger, really. But now the ger died. So the halacha is, kala kodem zocha. It's hefker. There's no relatives. So what? It's in my pocket, so it stays there. Aval chavav l'achamis as a ger. But what if she was married to a guy, a ger? The ger died. Then the next day they hit her. Right? She's on the way to the funeral, and someone bumps into her, and she miscarries. Now what? Zachyule ihu bigavaihu. She gets it. She gets it. The wife gets it. You said to me, this is what you said. The wife gets it. And umechayev l'shlubel l'didida, he has to pay the wife. That is Rabba Shita. No, I'm sorry. That is Rabba Shita. Rabba Shita is, if the husband died before this happened, who does it go to? It goes to the wife. Amar of Chista, Mari Dachi. Are you for real? Right, like, Mari Dachi. Do you really say that? Atu vlados tsrari ninu? What, a baby's a sack of money? Alright, it doesn't go to him, it goes to her. What is it, a debt? What is it, a bag? Why should it go to her? Where did you come up with that, Rabba? Why should it go to her? V'zachya b'hu. It goes to, she should get it? Ella, no. Isi labal, zachal erachmana. If the husband's alive, 100%, it goes to the husband. The husband died last week. Lesi labal, lo. The husband's not around, doesn't go to anybody. Right? Doesn't go to anybody. So we have machlokas here between Rabba and Rav Chista. Okay? Rabba says if the ger is dead, it goes to the wife. Rav Chista says no way. Okay? So far so good? Okay. You have to hold cup, because this machlokas is going to be morphed into the machlokas of Rav Shirmei Gamliel and the Tanachama from 5 minutes ago. Okay? Here we go. Meisve, wait a minute. I have a kash on you. This is a Gemara we had already. Hiko esha isha, if somebody hits a woman, and she miscarries, no say nezek v'tayal isha, nezek and tayal go to the woman, you hit her, you pay her damages. Demei vlados labal, demei vlados go to the baal, ein habal, if there is no husband, no say liyarshav, it goes to the yarshim, his yarshim, ein ha'isha, if she died, no say liyarsheha, it goes to her yarshim, good. Ha'isa shivcha v'nishtachra, if she was a shivcha and she got freed, oh, giores, or she was a giores, zacha, he keeps it himself. So what do you see? Who's right? Who's the zakash on? Who's the zakash on? What? It's a kash on Rabba. Rabba says that we make a distinction between before death and after death. Rav Chista says there is no distinction. It never goes to her. Rabba says, and what do you see over here? What do you see over here? It goes to the husband gets to keep it. Rabba, what are you talking about? So they're going to give a pashut answer. What? No, it says over here. Oh, giores zacha.
No,
that means her damages. Her damages go to the isha. Yeah, her damages. Her damages. Right. What did the last one say? Meis hager? I'm sorry. Oh, giores zacha. The husband keeps it. So the Gemara says, how does the husband keep it, Rabba? You said, if the husband died first, she gets it.
The damages.
What? No, vlados.
No, zacha.
Zacha means the husband, the mazik keeps the vlados money. Why doesn't it go to her? Rabba, you said, if the husband dies first, it goes to her. So the answer is going to be, the husband didn't die first. That's all. Amri, umim hadif, umim hastizin, what's the difference in our Mishnah? Okimna, we said, shechavu babachai hager, the husband was alive. Umeis hager, and then he died. Hachanam, here too. Shechavu babachai hager, he was alive. Umeis hager, and the husband died. Vibay zema, or I give you a different answer. Lachamis hager, you're right. It was after the death of the husband, right? Vitani, and made to make the Mishnah read. Zachsa, she gets it. Right, change that price and read that. She gets it. You're right. Okay, so we got out of it. Lema kit hanoi. Let's say that the machlokes of Rabba and Rav Chista is really a machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes tanoim? Bas Yisrael. I have a regular Jewish girl. Shenisei Sluger. She's married to a ger. Miss Abra, Mimenu. She's pregnant from him. V'chaval ba v'chai hager. And then what happened? She got miscarried. She got hit. The husband was still alive. So what happened? No sin to make vlados leger. The vlados go to the husband. That no one argues on. Now, la'achar mitas ager. What if she got hit after her husband died? So Rabbi said it goes to her. Rav Chista said it goes to him. It goes to...
Stays with the mazik.
Rabbi said it goes to the wife. Rav Chista said it stays with the mazik. Now what happens? Tony Chada, one brisa says, Chayiv, who are you paying it to? You're paying the woman? That seems like Rabbi. V'tani idach putter. And one brisa said, you putter. My love, Tanoi ninhu l'Rabbi. Isn't this an issue in Rabbi? Right? Aren't they arguing in the same machlokas as Rabbi and Rav Chista? Right? Now, Rabba, according to Rabba, Vadai Tanoihi. There's no way out of this. Rabba held that if the husband's already dead, the money goes to the wife. There is no way, according to Rabba, that the money's not going to go to the wife. So when one brisa here says the mazik is putter, Rabba has to say, that's a different Tana, I don't hold like that. According to Rabba, there has to be a machlokas Tanoim. Rabba's hanging his hat on one Tana, and another Tana disputes him. There's no way out of that. There's no way out of that. However, El Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista, Rav Chista said the husband gets to, the mazik gets to keep it. Is there any way that we can read this brisa that it doesn't have to be a machlokas Tanoim? According to Rav Chista, why would a brisa out there ever say the word chayiv? Why? Why? According to Rav Chista, gets to keep it. Is there any way we could say it's not a machlokas Tanoim? Says the Gemara, yes. Mi lema tanoihi? Does it have to be a machlokas Tanoim? According to Rav, it has to be. Has to be. There's no other way out. According to Rav Chista, does it have to be? Does it have to be? Lo kasha, not necessarily. Ha rabbanon, ha rab shir ben gamliel. One is a rabbanon, and one is a rab shir ben gamliel. The brisa that said, your potter, that's rab shir ben gamliel. That said what? Only the husband gets money. But according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rava, the way Rava explained Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the woman gets half of the value of herself. That the mazik has to pay. Got that? Remember we said that already? We said that on Amud Aleph? According to Rava, the shvach vlados, the increase in her body, half of that went to her. That's what you have to pay. We don't have to say it's a machlokas tanoim in Rav Chista's issue. Rav Chista was discussing a case where the husband died before the mazik happened. So one brisa says chayiv, one brisa says potter. Oh, you see that there's a title argues Rav Chista? No, there is no title. There's all machlokas between the two of them, Rabbanon and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, about Dmei Shvach. According to the Rabbanon, it stays with the husband. It stays with the mazik. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, half of it goes to her. That's what you have to pay over here. So the Gemara says, "Ir Shir Ben Gamliel." If that's true, my ir yel achar misa. Why does it have to? Kids have to be achar misa. It always half of it always goes to her. Afilu michayim nami. It's le palda. Even when she's alive, she gets half of that. Why did you complicate this case? Right? Why are we complicating it? What are we saying? We're talking about a case where the husband died last week, and what is making it so complicated? From Shir Ben Gamliel holds, she always gets half of that, even if she's alive. So the Gemara says, you're right. However, Michayim is lepalga. When the husband's alive, she gets half. La'achar misa, kule. When he's dead already, then she gets the whole thing. Right? We said, we didn't understand, on Amud Aleph, why are they splitting it? What's the svar for splitting it? I didn't go into that. Now we're saying, you're right. Whatever that reason is, I don't know. But if he's dead, she for sure gets the whole thing. That's one way to explain these two brises, without having to resort to the fact that Rav Chista has a machlokas tanoim. There's already a machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'bayseima, well, I'll give you another answer. Ha v'ha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Really, they're both Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Forget the Rabbanan even now. Really, they're Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kam b'shvach v'lados. One's talking about shvach v'lados. That you don't have to pay. Why not? Because the pasuk says that goes to the husband. Kan b'dmei v'lados. And one's, I'm sorry, kam b'shvach v'lados. That you do have to pay. That's her increase in body. And Khan, but the Mevlados. The Mevlados, that you have to pay to who? To that you don't pay at all. That's the one that said your potter. Why? Pasuk says only the husband gets that. Amri,
apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. What do you pay? You pay. What do you pay? You pay for her body. That you have to pay according to Shremin Galil. And what don't you pay? You don't pay for the Vlados. It's not a steer at all. Now, Amri, Shevach Vlados, Lishma, Mitzvah Vlados. Why don't we compare the two? And Midrav Shremin Galil, Lishma, Lurabonon. Funny question. And why don't the Rav Shremin Galil agree with Rabbanon that you don't have to? In other words, why is there a split here in opinions? The Gemara says, Amri, Lo, Shevach Vlados. You know why they don't? You know why the Rabbanon hold that there's no such thing as Shach Vlados, that there is such a thing as Shevach Vlados? The Shaycha Yoda Vigava, because she's entitled to that. It's her body. It's her body. Zachya Behu Bekulu. She's entitled to it. But Tamei Vlados. Lo Shaycha Yoda Vigava. She's not entitled to that. Nothing to do with her. She's never entitled to that. Therefore, Lo Zachya Behu Klal. She never gets any of it. That is the end of the Gemara. Okay? It's not like when you break it down, it's not so bad. Now we'll just get to the Mishnah. It's not hard. Boimine Rav Yeva Savamir Rav Nachman. Hamachzik Shtarosav Shel Ger. I take away, a Ger died. And he had documents, he had Shtaros, he's owed land. I run to the house, I get those Shtaros. Now, Mahu, what's the din? Man Demachzik Shtaria, why did I grab those documents? I want the piece of paper. No, I want what that piece of paper represents. What does it represent? It represents land. The piece of paper is a worthless piece of paper. I wanted the land. But adaita adara hu demachzik. I wanted the land. V'daara hu delamachzik. But I didn't acquire the land. I didn't get the land. I got a piece of paper. Ushtar nami lo kanya. Therefore, I'm not even going to the star. Why? My mind wasn't on the star. My mind was on what the star represents, not the star itself. Lava daita ashtara. Therefore, you don't get anything. Odilma, or maybe no. Daita nami ashtara. At least I had a mind for the piece of paper. Amale ani mari. Please answer me. What do you have in mind the piece of paper for? V'chilat swar al pitzluchis u'tzarech. What, you're going to use it for a bottle stopper? What do you mean you wanted the piece of paper for? You had in mind the piece of paper. What's the piece of paper worth? Now I'm not sure what this means because you obviously want the piece of paper because it represents the land. It's a deed. So what are you going to use it for? Are you going to use it for a bottle stopper? I'm like, yeah, let's all. I'm going to use it for a bottle stopper so that my Shiloh returns. Do I get the land because I have in mind for the paper or not? Amar Rabba, Mashkeno Shal Yisrael, Biyad Ger. Ger lent me money. And I gave him my watch. And what happened? Meta Ger, the Ger died. Uba Yisrael Achav Hichzik Bo. Now, the man rushed to the Ger's house because he doesn't have any relatives. And whatever you get, you get. So somebody grabs my watch. Says the Gemara, Motiyin Oso Miyado. That watch goes back to me. Ah, you grabbed it. My time, why? Kivin Demeis, since the Ger died, Pakale, Kivin Demeis Le Ger, Pakale Shibude. The loan is cancelled. Once the Ger dies, there's no one to pay that loan to. He doesn't have any relatives. So what happened? The loan's over. Where does it go? It goes back to me. Ah, you grabbed it? You have to give it back to me. Mashkino Shel Ger Biyad Yisrael. What about the reverse case? I lent the Ger money, and the Ger gave me a Mashkin. Umeis HaGer, now the Ger died. Uba Yisrael Achav Hechzik Bo. And now somebody comes into my house and grabs the Ger's watch. I was like, wait a minute, he owes me $1,000. You can't grab the watch. So Gemara says, you're right. Zekana Kenegin Ma'osaf. Yes, but let's say the watch is worth $2,000. So I get $1,000, we sell the watch. Zekana is Hashar, and the other guy gets the other $1,000. Vamai Tiknule Chatzero. Why doesn't my Chatzer acquire the watch for me? Why doesn't my chatzar acquire the watch? The minute the Ger dies, it's in my house. My chatzar should acquire the watch. So the Gemara says, "The Amar Rabbi Yosi Rechanina Chatzar Shal Adam Kornelo Shlo Midaito." I don't even have to know about it. But it's in my house. Amri Hacham, I skied on Delese. No, I wasn't around. I was in China. Kol Hecha De Ithili Didei Di Boy Makni Matzi Kani Kanyule Nami Chatzaro. If I could acquire it, then my chatzar can acquire it. Kol Hecha Delese Li Didei. But if I'm not around, I'm in China. Lo boy who limikni lo mati kani chaterov, then my property can't acquire it for me, right? Lo v'nami lo kanya. If I can't acquire, why can't I acquire it? Because I'm over there. My property can't acquire it. What? Nothing to do with the gear. It's
with
in my.
With
oh, with the get. So she might. We had that. All those childless. Then she might have to be around. She might have to. I'm not. It's a good question. I'm not sure about that. But we don't hold like that anyway. The halacha is. The lesi b'chatzero lo kana. No, she doesn't have to be there. You don't have to be there. The item has to be there. You could be in China. But the item has to be in your property. If the item's also in China and you're in Montana, then you're not going to require it if the ger dies, because it's not in your house. But if it's in your house, you it has to be in your house. You can be anywhere. So that might answer the get, Shiloh. She doesn't have to be home. The property has to be there. The get has to be there. Okay, we have 1 minute. I just have a question, which you can work on during the week. In Parashas Mishpatim, it says, first of all, in Parashas last week, Rashi said, the Pasuk said, where is it? It's at the very end of Parashas Yisro. Rashi said, im mizbeach avonim tasali. Right? If you will make me a mizbeach. Rashi says, there are three ims that are not optional. What are they? This one, im kesef, im mizbeach avonim tasali, im kesef talve, and the third one's about bikurim. Im, you're going to bring bikurim. It's not an option. You have to bring bikurim. Okay? In Parashas Mishpatim, this week's Parsha, we all know this Pasuk because we just spent 30 blot learning it. Im kofer yushas olav. If you want to pay kofer. Kofer is not optional. Rashi says, im kofer yushas olav, im ze enatolui. This im's not an option. Vaharehu kamo im kesef talve. It's just like im kesef talve. It's not an option. So Rashi said that what? That there are only three. The same Rashi says there's a fourth, and it's just like in Kesef Talva. So the Mizrahi says, what? Yeah. So the Mizrahi says, because this im, you have to have a trigger set in motion. You have to have a mazik, and a mizuk, and damages, then there will be kofar for Fadai. I don't know, I thought that was a little bit of a dochic answer. I'm looking for a better answer.
That the others are, kofar isn't one of the tayyag mitzvahs, kofar is part of the
general Rashi mitzvah. Compares
of
it.
So, I understand, but it's part of the general mitzvah of nizokin. That's Rashi to say.
What, is the mitzvah d'oraisa to lend somebody money? Is that in kesef talav is a taryag? I don't know, maybe it is. So the Mizrahi gives his answer. He says, well, because it's vadai if all the wheels go into motion. You have a mazik and an izik, then in kesef talav. I thought that was a little bit of a dochik. I'm looking for a better answer. Anybody have an answer? I'd love to hear it.